The Donvers Case, E. Phillips Oppenheim. Known as the Prince of Storytellers to the reading public, encouraged by his publishers, Edward Phillips Oppenheim, 1866 to 1946, was a prolific author who gave his readers exactly what they hoped for: thrilling, fast-paced stories that gave them a glimpse of the lives of the rich and famous. He was the right man for the job, as his best-selling books made him both fabulously rich and happy to enjoy every shilling of that wealth. In addition to his 115 novels, including five under the pseudonym Anthony Partridge, Oppenheim produced hundreds of short stories that were published in top magazines for top dollar, all of them being collected in 44 volumes. His staggering output was achieved by dictating to a secretary, whom he then allowed to edit his work and send it off, commonly not bothering to review it, but not past the cocktail hour, which frequently meant a party for 100 people or more aboard the yacht on which he lived. After leaving school at an early age to work in his father's leather business, he worked all day and then wrote until late at night. He had 30 books published by the time he turned 40, and sold the business to devote full time to writing novels of international intrigue, mystery, and crime. The plot-driven stories feature beautiful, glamorous, mainly vacuous young women, while the men are often heroic, though there is little to distinguish them from one another. Oppenheim's most important book is The Great Impersonation, 1920, a Haycraft Queen cornerstone title in which a disgraced English aristocrat overcomes his alcoholism when England needs him to outwit the Germans as the First World War looms. It was filmed three times, all with the same title as the book. It was released in 1921 as a silent starring James Kirkwood, in 1935 starring Edmund Lowe and Valerie Hobson, and in 1942 updating the storyline to focus on events leading to World War II, starring Ralph Bellamy and Evelyn Ankers. In addition to his international espionage stories, Oppenheim was taken with roguery and produced novels and short stories that featured those who stood just on the other side of the law. Among the many crooks whose adventures he recounted were stories about Joseph P. Cray, an utterly charming gentleman who managed to steal in order to help a friend or to line his pockets at the expense of those who deserved to have their wallets lightened. The Donvers Case was originally published in the November 1920 issue of the Strand magazine and was first collected in The Adventures of Mr. Joseph P. Cray, London, Hodder and Stoughton, 1925.